This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. Yes, on the transmission, looks like we've got about a half a second delay between our studio and GCN. It's more than usual. And I'm just looking. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Vincent. It's been a long week for me. How about you?
Well, you've got, yes, it has. You've got a massive echo.
I'm sorry, John, I can hardly hear you also.
Okay, well, John will do what he can to make that better, but my equipment says I'm going out 5x5. Anyway, Rick, I'm looking at a post called climatedepot.com, and it says cold records are going to be shattered. By the end of next week, some states will be running 36 degrees Fahrenheit below normal. And it goes on to say that meteorologist Paul Dorian of Vencore Inc. Says that there's a widespread blast of cold air from Alaska to the western U.S. early next week and then expands into the eastern U.S. So I'm looking at this map, and I'll do a post of this link on the website USA Prepares. But it looks like in our neck of the woods, Missouri, we're going to be about minus 15 degrees below where we normally would be. 15 degrees below, normal for us. So that's pretty significant. And, we've been talking about this.
There's reasons why this is happening. I know we're going to blame the aliens there. That's it. What's going on is that the Earth's orbit has shifted 3 degrees. The Inuit have said that there is a pole shift, and it gets better. Now they're saying that the South Pole has moved to Central Europe in terms of weather. That means the Earth has shifted on its axis. The moon will start to show waxing and waning a little weirder. How can it be down there and it should be over there? Because the Earth is actually changing orbit and changing on its pole. Plus, there's all kinds of things man's doing too, chemtrails, whatever. Trying to help everything along, make it weird. I would say we're in for it in a 1,000-year weather pattern change.
Rick, I went outside two nights ago, and it was dark. It was late at night. I couldn't believe it. I saw stars like I saw back in the 1970s, 1960s. Thought, wow, they're sparkling. The sky was clear. No chemtrails were sprayed for a couple days. It was absolutely delightful. It was normal. And it was quite a thrill to see it the way it used to be, because it's been, our weather has been modified for so long, we haven't had a chance to see stars. But yeah, they're still there. They really are still there. I saw them.
Well, there's new stars. Actually, you're looking up and seeing different stars than you used to. Actually, into the Milky Way where you didn't before. I don't know. All I can tell you is I have no idea where this is all going to end. You know, end of days, biblical. It's interesting, and, wait for the day after tomorrow. That should be around the corner, because there will be a need for a reboot on the ocean currents.
Did I say ocean
too much, or what's going on?
No, not at all, Rick. I was thinking about the ocean currents, and of course we're seeing stories about massive amounts of ocean life kills just washing up on the shores. Is that all part of this?
Yes and no. There's some of it as red algae, red tide. Some of it is plastic in the ocean, from everybody. Some of it is, yes, there is going and radiation from Fukushima. Add them all up, and it doesn't look very good. I think that we need to start thinking about what we're doing. And, of course, nobody's doing that because, hey, why should we? Right.
Well, we have some friends good point. We have some friends in the former Soviet Union who have decided that after about 30 years, they were going to build a structure over Chernobyl, the failed reactor,
and they built with the out of mind.
They built this structure, and they say it's good for about good for about 100 years, and now, after putting the structure over Chernobyl, they're calling it a dome. It's more like a huge Quonset hut in terms of shape. And it looks like
a light bulb. It'll glow.
it's a step in the right direction, but we haven't done that in Fukushima.
No, and actually, there's more than just Fukushima leaking out. How about Miami? And nobody's talking about New York and Indian Point, but it's still a mess, and it goes downhill from there. I can't imagine what will happen when the Madrid fault line goes? Yeah, is that one?
Yeah. New Madrid.
None of it's going to be habitable.
Well, that's another good point that you're making, Rick. So, I live somewhat near the New Madrid Fault. But we knew that moving here. But there's no place, Rick, there's no place that's a good place within the United States that I can think of. You look at New Mexico. We did some atomic bomb testing there, right? So there's radioactive debris there. We're putting radioactive waste deep in the ground there. We're fracking in the oil fields. We've got nuclear reactors littered all over our country. Where is it safe? I was yesterday.
Sweden. Did you hear what Sweden? Sweden has decided not to stop nuclear energy reactors. They have decided to continue with them. No, man.
That's sad. It's really sad.
It's going to get weird, and then there will be revolution. How could there not? And then maybe we'll get a chance to do it right. I don't know.
Rick, I was in a building yesterday in Springfield, Missouri, and let me just describe what happened. So we have this tractor, and it has I bought it with a bent hydraulic cylinder that runs the steering. So I knew when I bought it that it leaked, and I thought, okay, I can just replace the seals. Well, it was a little more problem than that. It actually had a bent chrome piston rod that runs the power steering. So it's just a hydraulic cylinder. And my son and I were working on it, and we decided that we can probably get this thing fixed. Maybe we can have a machine shop bend this rod, and it probably has to be bent within a thousandth of an inch of being perfectly straight. So we're not capable of doing that at our place. We could bend it, but not that accurately. So we found this machine shop. It's huge. I mean, it's not quite the size of a Walmart, but maybe that close to that big. And so we went in there with this hydraulic cylinder yesterday, and they have all kinds of CAD systems. They have all kinds of computer-driven machines, lathes, mills. The list goes on and on. And they also have this smell in there, this smell of volatilized oils. And the point I'm trying to make is they probably don't want that smell in there. So what do they do with it? They ventilate, right? So where does that go? It goes all over the village.
Yeah.
And that's just one business. Then, you know, a little bit down the road from there is the airport. And then right next to the airport is another steel fabrication shop, a really large one. And I'm sure they're working with all kinds of chemicals as well. And then right next to that is a television station with a huge tower. So what I'm saying is within just a little village there, this little area within Springfield, Missouri, you've got the massive amount of electromagnetic radiation from the television station. You've got the fabrication.
If the right one don't get you, the left one will. They're going to kill you one way or another. They watch us.
And, you know, you look at these buildings and you drive by them and you think, you know, just in a daze or transfixed, you know, or mesmerized or zoned out as you operate your vehicle. They're right in plain view, but we just don't see them and we don't think about what's going on in these buildings. And then when they wash whatever it is they wash, it goes down the drain and that enters the water supply. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, we get to drink it.
That's why they build filters, and then those filters are made from asbestos, so we gotta, you know, it goes on and on. It's crazy.
Yeah, so the consumerism,
and actually, I want to make a point. You should have gotten that break or that bender. You know why? Because ultimately, it will be profitable. It's like, if you wanted to do solar cells on your home, if there were 9 families that want to do it, it's cheaper to buy a manufacturing and make your own panels than to go out and buy them.
See, but that's what we don't do here in the United States, Rick.
Well, no, it's all about consumer, and when it's old, it's a new car. They let the old car rest, like Indians or something, make a planter out of it, I don't know.
Rick, we'll be right back. See if we can clear up the distortion, the echo that I'm hearing at my end. I'm going to check with John and see if he hears it as well. Class, we'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com. Rick, you're mentioning getting others together to buy the equipment to build, you know, for example, solar panels, and I totally agree with you. Except it's impossible to get people to work together in the United States of America.
Well, wait till next year; that'll all change. Yeah,
okay, that would be great.
Wake up, everybody! Wake up.
And why do you think that is? Because of the collapse.
You know, how about Donald Trump for president? I don't know. Everything that seems to be going downhill in a big whirlpool, and nothing is going to go right, including money. Pretty soon, it'll be small communities again, just like it was in the early years, and neighborhoods. Watch.
Well, I like that. I really like that. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli was out yesterday while our son and I were in Springfield. And she was traveling to our little hamlet, the center of our little town about a couple miles away. And there was a guy she didn't know. And he said, hey, would you like some turnips? And he handed her a bag of freshly grown turnips. He said, would you take these? And he was giving away bags of turnips because he had too many. Isn't that nice? We didn't even know who this guy is.
Well, that's the way everybody really is, ultimately. You know, it's how does the Greek Book of Magic, Solomon the King, second paragraph in this very epic grimoire, ownership is enhanced when shared with another.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Well, and, that's the way it is. That's, and it's all going to go back because it can't go forward.
You know, Rick, I was thinking about air pollution. I was in the city of Springfield yesterday, and every once in a while we get behind one of these vehicles that really, really smells, and that's when you notice more air pollution. Here's a thought. So there's a post that says speed bumps cause extra fumes because it demands that the motorist slow down. So you use your brakes, you put more asbestos in the air with the brakes, and then you resume your speed, and then you hit another one, you slow down, and you speed up. So more pollution as a result of speed bumps. I believe it. I believe it, and that's because...
Yeah, but that's because you want to slow down in neighborhoods that people won't. That's why you put them
in parking lots.
You know, or some tire slashers or whatever. That works, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's because people are irresponsible behind these motorized missiles that they have a steering wheel to and an accelerator pedal to, and they're distracted. They're on their phones when they should be paying full attention to what they're doing with these very dangerous projectiles that they're navigating with. Rick?
Yeah, I'm not going to make any more snide comments.
How about AI? You want
to
talk about that?
I'm trying to laugh my way through it. You know, getting serious isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And everybody is starting to wake up. Good luck. It's, it's a little late and too bad for Earth. And 90% of the Earth won't make it. That's the prediction. That's the way it usually works. Man is a tenacious cockroach. He will survive, especially those that get to do it from a space station and nowhere to go. That's an interesting science fiction, Planet of the Vampires, where the astronauts are in space and they watch the Earth turn into zombies and vampires, and then they have to leave orbit and come home.
If they can get home.
Yeah, there you go. Well, in a flaming ball, that's one way.
Rick, you want to talk about artificial intelligence?
You know, we have unleashed something that's orders, plural, of magnitude more dangerous than nuclear energy. And nobody is yet really talking about it. Elon Musk actually has put up his billions of dollars to hire. Too bad it wasn't me. I sure could use the income. How to break out of the matrix, the so-called matrix. You know, you have been programmed since before your mother thought of you as a child. And you're culturally programmed from the moment you come out of the crib. And this whole thing may...
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, we had some technical difficulties in the last segment, and so you were telling us when we went into a commercial about how we were programmed before conception. Please continue with that.
Did you notice that while I was talking about it, something computer-wise happened that disconnected us? Exhibit A, it's ever you've never dreamed you will go. Like, for example, I'm working with Amazon right now. It's been since the 25th. I asked for immediate help. The last time I got help from Amazon, they called me within 10 minutes. This one started on November 25th, and what's happening is someone is publishing my books and selling them without my permission. And I have lost probably more than $4,000 over the last month, and nobody at Amazon has called or tried to help me since the 25th.
Rick, are you saying that someone has gotten...
You're gone. Okay. No volume.
Okay, how about now?
Have you noticed that it's hassling me while I'm trying to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Rick, are you saying that...
Not at all. No gain, no nothing.
Okay. John, I know our engineer's working on this.
I can't hear you, sir.
Wow.
But
you know what's interesting? Yeah, I can hear you just fine. And you know what's interesting? All right. John, will you reconnect?
I'm going to hang up, let you call me back again, okay? Thank you.
Sounds good. Class, here, let me explain what's happened from my side of the equation. So Rick is extremely distorted to me, and our engineer said that his signal's going out fine from his end. Then all of a sudden, he clears up, and I can hear him perfectly, and then he can't hear me. And that's what you just heard. You just heard that. And it's happened twice in the last two segments. Twice. So our engineer, John, at GCN, is contacting Rick Miller right now, and he should be right back. And one of the things I wanted to share with the class is something that I've noticed that's happening, and I believe this is artificial intelligence or a pretty sophisticated computer algorithm. We have an old tractor, and it's a Ford, and I was so angry with what Ford was doing shipping jobs outside of the country that I decided that we should sell this tractor. Talked to Mrs. Finella, and she was furious, and she was the one that brought it up. Well, since Donald Trump has been selected, he's been talking with some of the major manufacturers, and it looks like they've had a change of heart. I guess he indicated that he just might tax them really heavily, which would make... Okay. I was talking about Donald Trump and how he mentioned... Rick, you're back. Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You're there. You're back.
I
was mentioning...
Stay tuned on that. How's my volume and echo? What?
Okay. Well, our engineer says you don't sound well, but let's continue.
Well, that's because I'm crazy. No.
Yeah, it's your audio.
I got it.
But let's continue if we can.
Amazon normally will call me within 10 minutes if I have a problem because I'm a good customer. This has been since the 25th. Somebody has been selling my books, plural, on Amazon. I have not received a single order from Amazon. We've placed 10 orders. They have actually started arriving. My friends are getting the books. They're not from me. How's that work? Like power tools. And some of them, they're Amazon Prime. They're also advertising it signed by the author. They're not, because I didn't do them, and they're from a different, not Lightning Source, but someone else out of Kentucky. I'm going to do some serious homework, and then there will be the piper to pay, because I've got a hair up my ass, and I'm not going to let this one go.
Rick, when you sign a book, do you date it and make it personal?
Yes. So I date it so that I know when that book went out of my office.
So, for example, if someone is selling a book that you wrote and it has your signature on it, for example, or your autograph on it, for example, It wouldn't just have Rick Miller or Doc Ram. It would have to Helen some kind of a special message and a date. Is that right?
No, I don't. I'm doing maybe 20 or 30 books in a moment, And after a period of time, I get grumpy just writing my name, and that's a good thing. I should not bitch. The more I do it, the more money. I am desperate because I've had now one full month with zero cash flow, and I am, like most people, $2,500 in the bank, and I need to make my daily bread because that's my only primary source of income. I have Social Security that covers my approximately my rent, but you know, it's driven me into serious stress. I don't know what to think of the whole thing. I'm guessing that this is done by somebody that does it to a couple of authors, not just me, and he probably makes a living at it and skims off the top or something. He's made about $4,000, as far as I can tell, on my books.
Which so is this person...
of income.
Are you saying, do you think that this person has got equipment to reproduce, you know, counterfeit very well? Is that what we're talking about?
I have not. Oh, well, there are lightning sources out of Lexington. That's where I get my books printed. Also, there's another one that's fairly large, also does, you know, books on demand. And I haven't seen my signature. But Russ says it's not my signature, so someone is faking my signature and making it look like it came from my office. It's better. It's all my books.
Well, there's a recourse. There's a recourse that will
find out who it is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is one of the recourses is if someone used a credit card to make these purchases, they can do a chargeback against
Amazon. Somebody will allow me to, because Amazon may have a privacy thing. I have not been able to talk to Amazon, so there it is. And, of course, I can't call Lightning Source either, because maybe I could find out who's printing power tools besides me.
Tell you an interesting story. One of our instructors, Bert Bertonis, out of California, he's a radio frequency engineer, he's a patent holder, he's a brilliant, brilliant gentleman. Known him for quite a number of years. And he was hired to find out why a specific cell phone was being reproduced, counterfeited, with a high degree of accuracy. Such a high degree of accuracy, even the tool marks under extreme magnification, even the tool marks of the counterfeit cell phone were in the you know, the original tool marks and the counterfeit were virtually identical. And it was almost impossible to figure out which cell phone was the counterfeit model and which one was the original. So he was hired to figure this out. And he looked at it with all kinds of tools. Everything was reproduced perfectly. I mean, these were really, really high-quality counterfeits. And what he found out was that the American supervisors at the factory, at the end of their shift, they would go home, and the factory was in China. And then the second shift would start up, and that's where the counterfeits were being made, in the same factory.
Oh, man.
In the same factory. So what I'm saying is, could that happen here? Maybe we're taking
a
page.
That's what's happening. That's exactly probably what's happening. And you'll notice that you'll notice that Amazon has no trouble. And when I do try to get help to get this nonsense stopped, I don't get it. Why is that?
Interesting.
So that comes around artificial intelligent computers. They are using them with the right algorithms. They can profile you so that when you load Amazon, it'll come across with a banner using Google's algorithm that will immediately want you to think and take a look at that jewelry or that book. But it's better. Then it'll throw one of your things in there to make you interested to see, oh, look, I'm being advertised too, to grab you to look at the other things. It's called guerrilla marketing because every 7 times you look at something, you buy. Oh, it gets better. That's another kind of profiling. Imagine when they actually, what they've been doing over the last year is feathering orders. And they'll do that with a DOS attack on my website and crash it. It was interesting that my website crashed. Thank you, Ed Marvini. Ed Marvini saved my bacon. And I have to say something further. Ed did this when he was visiting Norm Shaley on a vacation. And he didn't want to do it. I could hear the stress in his voice. It was awful. I felt bad. And yeah, well, he came through with, he helped me. And I don't know what I would have done without his help. And that's just, I owe him one. I'll take care of it someday when I'm in a position. I'll take his bullet for him.
Rick, it gets better than that. Because when Ed from Florida was visiting Norm Shealy before he got to Missouri, Norm lives about an hour from, maybe a little over an hour from where we are. His farm is about an hour away. Ed called me and he said he was coming to town, and so he was going to come over to our farm and visit us. Well, do you know, I had dinner with, Norm invited me and Mrs. Finelli and Ed and Dr. Sergey Soren and his wife to dinner, and we had dinner with him. Do you know, we did not get a chance to meet with Ed, but do you know he never said a word about, your problem and how he was really pressured to fix it, and that's the kind of guy he is. So the only time I knew about it, was when you told me. So Ed cut his visit short to help you. He did, because we didn't get a chance to meet him.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, I was mentioning before that we had this old Ford tractor, and originally we decided that we were going to sell it because what Ford was doing to eliminate jobs in this country and move them outside the country. But Ford has had a change of heart since chatting with Donald Trump's team, and maybe they're going to keep some of the jobs here. So we might keep this tractor. So I was looking for a radiator hose for it, and I went to eBay, and I found one. And I, you know, I just looked at it and put it off to the side and didn't do any purchasing. Just decided to think about how I wanted to do this. And next thing I know, a couple days later, which was this morning, I got an email from eBay telling me, great news. I can now buy the radiator hose for less. This has been happening a lot lately, almost every couple of days, Rick. So I'm thinking this is an AI application where they're looking at what we want to buy, our buying history, and does it make sense to just, you know, give us a nudge or a discount to see if that will induce us to purchase. What are your thoughts?
I don't. That's how it works. You can get them cheap enough. Now go to Amazon and look for used AIs. They're all over the place, especially the Qubit D-Wave ones. You can get them for less than $8,000.
So what would that do for us, Rick?
It'll probably increase everything over giving you control on your marketing and people that you work with. Right out of the gate, it'll start there.
So you're saying instead of paying attention to who is purchasing, who is ordering, what they're saying, just buy an AI program and use that to increase awareness about USA Prepares. Is that what you're saying?
That's how it works, just like Uptown. That's how Google and Amazon and all the rest of them have been doing it for more than 10 years.
You know, Rick, I hear what you're saying. I just don't think I want to get involved with that.
Well, it's your choice. The market's coming. come and go. There it is. You have options. If you want to join the wagon train, you got to circle up.
Yeah. How are you? How do you feel about traveling more and speaking more? Is that something that you're doing?
I absolutely need to, because my book sales are now not allowing me to make the $2,000 a month that I absolutely now need to. I need to sell more books. I need to do more workshops. And I certainly could use a little help so I could write instead of constantly fretting and getting sick over what's going on. It's like going from one nightmare to the next. And each time I turn around, oh, wait, there's more. It gets weirder and weirder.
It's interesting that you say that, Rick, because as I talk to more and more people who are independent-minded, we all seem to be finding that everything is getting more difficult. Everything. Everything is more complicated. Everything's harder. There are more obstacles in our way. And it's taking us longer. To do whatever it is we were going to do before, it's taking us longer. For example, simple things that I work on probably take 3 and 4 times longer than I think they should. I was helping a friend put in an under-the-counter a faucet, an instant hot water heater, a dishwasher, and a water filtration system, and a drain. And that should have taken 2 hours. It took me 2 days, literally 2 days to do it. I had to run an electric circuit, extension on a circuit, the manufacturer of the water faucet, top quality brand, has a mounting system that uses a stainless steel threaded rod to hold it on the bottom of the sink. Really very well made, but the nut that they included, it was a metric threaded rod with a USA nut, and so we had to run around Springfield and find an M6 by 1.0 nut. What a pain in the neck that was. That kind of stuff is just, how did it get to this point where it's so complicated? Whose bright idea was it to switch to the metric system where now we have to have SAE wrenches and metric wrenches and special metric tools and special SAE tools? It's ridiculous. We were doing fine without the metric system in the United States. Not anymore. Now it's really, really complicated. Now an engine is part metric, part SAE. And so is the rest of the car, part metric, part
class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.